Yeah, if CNN is engaging in the same kind of journalistic coverage of Assange that Livestream fails is, then I think you have a problem. Oh yeah, speaking of Schumer trying to get McMurrow elected, the Hassan slash Abdul al-Sayed, what was it, a town hall? Apparently went very well the other day. Just a few people. It's a goddamn Democratic Tea Party, you know? People, you're asking young people, which way, you know? The future of America or, Israel? So you got to make a choice. Israel's right to continue an indefinite genocide or your future, your life, happiness, goodness on earth, peace among all men. Make your choice. We should just stop giving the anti-Semitism on the left people even a response. It is worth noting, by the way, that I do think this is largely a psyop. I have seen almost no legitimate anti-Semitism on the left. When I see it crop up, it's usually in the anti-Israel, like, Arab journalist Twitter space, where they're not on the left. They're just anti-Israel, but they get retweeted by leftists because they're critical of Israel, but they don't, like, self-identify as leftists. But by and large, like, no. The vast majority of the anti-Semitism that I see is from people on the right, either from the anti-Israel Nazi camp or the kind of anti-Semitism that Zionists engage in, where they call everyone who disagrees with them a bad Jew. And that nutjob professor guy, he's not on the left. Professor Jang, that guy, he's not on the left. The guy who was talking about white genocide with Tucker Carlson?
What, 93 million people? People are more offended that he dropped an F-bomb on Easter than they are about the fact that he talked about genocide of 93 million people, right? I don't care what you think about Iran. I don't care what you think about Iranians. They're human beings. So you're talking about wiping a whole civilization away. Why? Because you got into a war you never should have got us into, and now you're stuck in a quagmire, and the best thing you can do is rattle your saber? It's bullshit. I mean, it's like, it is... We just need to get past this question of, like, what is the right political thing to say and get to a question of, like, what is the...
Calling Iranians humans anti-Semitic, that's true. I like how Hassan's standing behind him like a bodyguard.
So to follow up on the answer you just gave there, how is that not an equivocation? Because the logic, if you extend the logic there, that would be like if after October 7th someone went to a mosque and was upset, you know, did something awful there. How is that logic... How does that not translate?
Well, after October 7th, there was a whole genocide against Palestinians.
They blew up a lot of mosques in Gaza. I don't know if Free Press reported on that. Sorry.
So, no, I just, look, at the end of the day...
Oh, yeah, this is a Free Press reporter, by the way. Israeli outfit. Servile, Barry Weiss controlled.
We can play this rhetorical game where we pretend that all actions stand on their own without a context or... We can try and have an adult conversation about context that exists in the world. Because at the end of the day, we all live in the same confined world. The things that happen one place in the world can affect what happens somewhere else in the world. And if we're serious about preventing bad things from happening in the world, we also have to be serious about the context in which they're created. And I'm trying to be serious about that context. So I can both say that the attack on Temple Israel was anti-Semitic and wrong. And I can also say that the circumstances that created that, it didn't happen in a vacuum. And that those circumstances that created that are important to stand up against as well. So, you know, the notion that somehow I cannot condemn a war that killed a little boy and a little girl in Lebanon because of an attack on Temple Israel seems to me inconsistent with the way the world actually works. And I'd like to live in a world where we stand up against any and all violence, understanding that anti-Semitism is wrong, understanding that wars that we should not be fighting are also wrong, and understanding that there really is a connection between the two of them, however much the rhetorical games that people try to play tell us that there somehow is not.
We're going to take two more questions. I'm sorry, we're going to have to move on to the next person. I'm sorry, Olivia.
As a Jewish state.
Olivia, yes, we're going to have to move.
Notice how the Free Press reporter doesn't engage at all with what Abdul says, but rather just denigrates into the standard hackneyed thought-terminating cliche, does Israel have a right to exist as a Jewish state? Because they have no answers. Again, like, there is no argument for the pro-Israeli side. It is made up entirely of liars and money takers. They all are paid to lie. Not one of them is an exception. It's disingenuous down to the root. The only people on that side who aren't lying are the people who are unaware of the talking points they would need to express to defend their position. That's it. they can't engage. They're not interested in engaging. They only want to dominate. They want to kill in the Middle East, and they want to dominate here. They want to erode your First Amendment rights, as they have said so many times. They want to eradicate your ability to control Israel. And up until this point, they have largely been successful. For decades and decades, Zionists have eroded at your First Amendment rights with anti-BDS laws and other similar things. It is only now that we're starting to push back. It is an existential fight for our future. And I cannot tell you how delighted I am that people are starting to wake up to the threat that Zionism poses to the world.
Take the question. I'd love to take the question. Actually, what do you mean by your state?
I feel like
if you can't define their question, I'm not going to answer your question.
We're going to move on to that.
Can't even answer. Can't even answer. Because again, they know. Like, what do you mean, Jewish state? Oh, a Jewish supremacist state. Yeah, can't even answer. Can't even answer.
Next person, Fox News.
Hassan, do you feel like you're...
Can't even answer. They're so weak. They are. They are. Like getting any fascist to define their terms. Hassan at the same event.
Brewing again.
Ah.
There's a battle brewing. A battle brewing against not only the corrupt fascist forces of the Republican Party, but also against do-nothing Democrats that would rather sit there and collect paycheck after paycheck and fundraise from corporate donors that put your interests second to the interests of those very same corporations that poison your water as they sit idly by, that make sure that every single piece of productive output in the wealthiest nation on earth goes back to our massive military-industrial complex that only brings about death and destruction overseas. Because remember, every single dollar that is spent on a bomb is stolen from each and every one of you, because that's a dollar that they spend blowing up a school overseas instead of building schools in your neighborhoods.
It's so fucking funny that Western media is consolidating around an anti-Hassan position, trying to use him as a purity test, when Chuck Schumer is so unpopular that he has to quietly endorse McBarro, his second favorite pick for the Michigan race. Like, that between the two of them, Hassan has the right to parade his favoritism openly, and Schumer has to be quiet. Because Schumer knows he doesn't represent the interests of the average Democrat, and Hassan knows that he does. CNN Cable ran another hit piece on Hassan over the lunch hour. Yeah, of course they did, yeah. Enormous events brewing in the Middle East. Ceasefire broken, Israel bombing Beirut, hundreds dead. Let's run a piece on Hassan.
Here's some of what he actually has said about the depravity of the October 7th terror attack, the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Quote, it doesn't matter if effing rapes happened on October 7th. Like, that doesn't change the dynamic for me. The Palestinian resistance is not perfect. Now, let that sink in. Hassan Piker is excusing sexual violence by Hamas terrorists. He also claims Hamas is, quote, 1,000 times better than Israel. Hamas is a designated terror organization, not just by the U.S., but by the EU, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, just to name a few. And here's what Piker said about the horrors of September 11th, 2001.
America deserved 9/11.
Damn, he was cooking there. I don't hate every pundit on CNN, but holy shit, Dana Bash really pisses me off. I mean, she's like openly... serve. It's not exactly subtle. Her and Tapper, easily the worst. Yeah. They love this line. He was cooking there. Dana Fash, yeah. Whatever happened to Crenshaw? Fell out of MAGA favor, actually. Lost his primary. Guardian article on Hassan Piker. It's shifting. It's shifting. So you're just going to say based out of spite? It's not out of spite. I agree with the sentiment. Despite all of the disingenuous efforts to clip chimp Hassan, the underlying sentiment of what he said with his 9/11 clip is fundamentally correct, that 9/11 was a blowback committed against America as a result of our constant meddling in the Middle East, a direct consequence of our reckless behavior. It was a crime inflicted on America by America because we engaged in foreign policy that was guaranteed to cause instability. It's not even an arguable position. It's objectively correct. And anyone who believes in, reality, empiricism, everyone agrees with this. The only reason one would ever disagree with this is because there's some kind of chauvinist, anti-intellectual. Everyone serious agrees with this. There's no disagreeing with it. There's a reason why they clip it out of context. People who are interested in a fair argument don't clip out of context. If they had an actual position they wanted to have a serious discussion on, why would they do the standard live streamer drama thing of just citing a bunch of hackneyed out-of-context clips? Here's a quote, here's a quote, here's a quote. If you have a substantive disagreement with a person, you can just frame their argument, you know? I'm not saying they have to steel man it, right? You know, they don't have to go out of their way, but, like, obviously they're clip chimping. That's all they've ever done. Yeah, if CNN is engaging in the same kind of journalistic coverage of Hassan that Livestream fails is, then I think you have a problem. They never address the actual arguments. Well, no, I mean, they just expect you to agree with them and nod your head like a little slave.